if it is taken to Parliament and the laws are crafted in such a manner that the punishment for the perpetrator should be deterrent to other people who actually see that or hear about what would have happened.
Mr. Gokowa, your take on this issue?
I think this is an issue that is long overdue in terms of finding solutions to it. It has been unfortunate that men have taken a long time to begin to see their role in it, but I'm glad that this is beginning to happen.
Mrs. Sandasi, what's your take on Zimbabwe in general when we look at issues of rape and abuse of children and women? But also, do you think that we've come to a place that people are better understanding of what it means when someone is raped or sexually abused?
I think that the understanding is still very low, because you find that most of the people that we have come across who have been raped, they are not raped by people they don't know. They are often raped by relatives. And when such a situation arises, then the parents or the adults start saying that maybe it's not a big issue, you should not report. Yet it is a big issue, because unless that case is reported and a penalty is given, then the other person is also cancelled, the victim or the survivor is cancelled, then it would actually assist.
Mr. Gokowa, your take on that issue?
People are beginning to realize that this is an issue that is developing to be of great interest also in other countries. And so it's important that we should join hands with progressive forces within the country and extending to beyond our borders.
Also, Mr. Gokowa, we have a taboo topic when it comes to women who are seen to be abusing their spouses. What's your take on that, and can you speak on that issue? Is it widespread?
Well, it is something that is happening. A few men are beginning to come out in the open to seek counseling and support. And in our organization, the Men's Forum on Gender, we are also beginning to interact with such men, and we are encouraging them to come into the open. But while we are also not allowing this new development to divert us from focusing on the major problem, which is male abuse of women.
Mrs. Sandasi, your take on that issue?
Yeah, I think the main focus should be on the greater number of people that are actually facing the abuse, the rape, and also the violence. On the other hand, where men are actually facing the same and they are not opening up, I think it's all because of the way we were brought up. Men are expected to be stronger than women, and so they cannot come in the open.
And Mrs. Sandasi, I'll ask you last question. What can be done on a community, a familial level to deal with some of these issues of rape and sexual abuse?
I think parents and the adults should actually learn to listen to children. And then they should report the cases, encourage them to report the cases. They should also listen to children as they tell them that they've been abused, whether by a brother, by an uncle, or by the father. All those should be listened to.
Mr. Gokowa, your last word, same question to you.
Well, it's an area that needs a lot of attention. Let's discuss it. Let's expose the bad behavior of men whenever it's happening.